News. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Fort Bend County Commissioners have approved a new voting precinct map after months of debate over what's considered a rare round of redistricting. The new map passed 3-2 along party lines, with Republican members of the Commissioners Court voting in favor of it. It moves several rural parts of Fort Bend County from Democratic precincts into Republican-leaning precincts. It also creates an even split between majority Democrat and majority Republican commissioner precincts. We'll have more on this story later today here on News 88.7. Texas State University has once again decided to fire a professor who was first terminated last month. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips has more.
The Texas State Employees Union says Tom Alter received notice of his termination Monday, a week after a hearing conducted by the university. Alter is a tenured history professor who was fired in September after being accused of inciting political violence while speaking at a socialist conference. The university was ordered to hold the hearing by a Hays County judge after Alter sued the university. In a statement, the employees union condemned the hearing as a sham and his firing for chilling free speech. Texas state officials say Alter violated the university's values by advocating for the government to be overthrown. Alter told the Chronicle of Higher Education that he was speaking as a private citizen and doesn't bring his personal politics into the classroom. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office is accusing Houston Methodist of illegally discriminating against patients over their COVID vaccination status. In a letter shared by Paxton's office on Monday, the office accuses Houston Methodist of denying an organ transplant to a patient who was unvaccinated for COVID-19. In September, a new state law took effect explicitly outlawing requirements for vaccination in order to receive an organ transplant. A spokesperson for Houston Methodist said in a statement that the allegations are not true and that the hospital system does not deny care based on vaccination status. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.